Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Radio Reacts. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew UK. Broadcasting live and non-dead, although the latter's somewhat debatable, from Slick Rick's HQ. Hello to you, listening in to 29 of this particular series. Craziness. Still lots more to go. There's my colleague. Joining me. Joining me within the same room. I don't think we can really say they're part of the show. There's a scatters of the winds, but. Blake wants to sing, apparently. Okay. That leaves another Rex back for later, I guess, so that's going to be rather handy. Yes, we have Blake Draco. They can't hear you, Echo.
Hey, guys.
There we go. He's got up on his arms and he's come over. Okay. Bugger off then.
Okay.
Make a hook. Yes, I've got these two here. And then there's me. And then there, of course, there is you! You wonderful people who are listening in. Either on the podcast, Radio X podcast, or alternatively listening to it live now. On the Sega Slick Radio and Radio Sega. Hello, the chat rooms have come alive all of a sudden. I wonder what happened. Retrix, I got your email, yeah. And I'll do it as soon as I can. Radio, so get ready. They both come alive, so we'll go through the usual deals. Radio Sega, we have listening in, or presumably listening in, we have Zebra, Zeki, Yoda, Tricky, Sonic Mark, SJ, Silver Sonic, Shedded, Ruinakage, RW Debara, Retrix, Miles Prowl, Leonardo, Inc., Forever Sonic, and D'Artagnan in some ghastly hybrid. Empires, Onigo Venato, Carbon the Best, Captain Cloud, Chaser, and Milo, Bro Crusher, Bicro, Spondy, and Trigon. Whereas in the Sonic Stadium chat, we have the following people. Voice Vija, Turbo SF Adventures, Trigon Tricky, Spin, Sonic AD, Silver Sonic, Shadow Fox 04, Shadid, Ram the Dragon. Ram, she does a dance, she's a maniac. What the... Echo, what are you talking about? Mars Power! Johnny, who's with Grimace. Now, funny enough, me and Blake were talking about Grimace earlier. That's rather ironic. Foxboy Mick, Forever Sonic, D'Artagnan here as well. Farmer Pipeline Alchemist, which is just, you know, just doing multiple. Why? I'm not even going to ask what you two are doing behind me.
You don't want to know, but you know.
Yes, of course. I think I've now to cover the best, let me just get through this. Spondy and Shambot, of course. So yes, hello, we're here. We're straight, we do stuff. Yeah, it's all good. I'm kind of lost already, so chime in whenever you want to, guys. Yes, it's a very special day today. The fact that she goes, eh, really just sums it up, really, doesn't it?
You know what kind of importance it could possibly be. You know, know what kind of a dig.
It's our first anniversary, yes. Me and Echo, as in wedding.
Yep.
And she's so just about it, which is great. She's not even noticed the fact that we have cards.
About this.
Well, no, I did kind of say to you twice already, but...
Yeah, I know. No, I knew the cards were there. I just didn't know when you wanted to do them. So that's completely up to you if you want to read them on the air, or...
Why don't you grab them?
I'll go. I got some stuff from my mother a while back. A little gift thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know this one's from your mom.
Mm-hmm. Yay, we have cards.
Yes. I didn't get anything on Facebook except from your dad.
The fact that he had to go via Facebook is sad.
No, and then he called you at least.
Yeah, he called.
Special son and daughter-in-law. These cards are actually quite hard to find for some writing. It's only the son-in-law that we're talking. Anyway, on your anniversary, may your love for each other that you share, wishing you both a lifetime of happiness.
Oh.
I didn't read the left side of the card before I read the
left.
Yeah. I skipped a line. Yeah. I'm sorry, Pat.
Wishing you both a lifetime of happiness together, I've skipped a line. Skipped a line. Not quite sure what else to write here. Do you know where you left the video player buttons? I can't seem to find them. Lots of love. Yeah, there we go.
That's me when I get older.
Dude. Yeah. My Echo seems to have another card.
I've just gotten opened it, haven't I?
Yeah.
Was I supposed to wait?
No, it was the fact that you opened it and just went, oh dear. Oh,
see, this
dear.
Is why, and I mean, I've got to say this now, I'm terrible at receiving gifts. I'm either too bashful, I don't feel like I deserve it, or I screw it up. This is a classic example of this. I could be, like, blushing, I could be smiling till my face hurts, but everybody else is going to laugh because I'm sitting there opening something going, oh dear. Mostly because it's actually surprise and awe, but everybody else here is, oh dear. Like,
she is smiling, actually.
Okay. It's from Kev to my wonderful wife on her special day. I love to think of all we shared together in the happy times throughout our married life. And as we celebrate our anniversary, it means so much to have you back for my happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you, honey.
You get big cards. It's like the big cards with something sticking out.
No, I just go for, look for words.
Well, this was rhymy.
This was rhymy. Most cards are rhymy.
Admit it! Shut up! Even though my second receiving gifts is funny. It's a little funny.
And now Echo will freeform a poem in response to act as mine. Can you shove that up somewhere, Jack? Otherwise, give it to Beck, give it to Echo.
Oh, my head hurts now. I hate it. No, what happens is I get all happy and my head hurts.
You're all happy and your head hurts.
Yes, I can't be happy and it hurts.
He's so clown happiness.
No, I can't describe it. I mean, it's like the back of my head is burning. I know, this is sick, right? I can't be happy, it hurts.
Does that explain why you're so goddamn miserable half the time?
But yes, 1 year ago today, we skipped out an entire episode just because the term you might insert there.
Oh god, no. Anyway, yes, thank you for those who have congratulated us. I think Renato wanted to offer some of Vija's port. Whereas Radio Sega Empire's wished us happy, a couple of wishes happy anniversary, and then they went on to talk about Doom.
And then it went to hell.
Oddly enough, going down the aisle felt like that.
You didn't go down. Well, you went down before. Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun.
I seem to remember you coming down the aisle too. And then the vicar sort of going, and then you having to unload a shotgun into him. I seem to remember that. But then, yeah, I could remember wrong. You know.
Jay and Adam were there.
Sherlock says I'll get a present for SOS 11. How about you make it? I say make it not happen.
How about you donate more to Rory's fund? How about that?
Rory's fund hasn't started yet. I'm not sure what's going on.
Has that been an epic fail? Because I mean, I'm all for gifts. You guys can keep sending stuff our way if he's not confident.
Ram says I'll get you a happy blender, guys.
Actually,
happy blender.
I told her about it because she did a drawing.
A happy blender.
She did a drawing where she was sitting there with a blender, and it was happy, which means it has the little kawaii face on it. Hi. You know,
a happy blender.
The colon D. And
she says, believe it.
Well, I told her we don't have a blender. So apparently, we're getting a happy blender, and now she's gonna like stick a face on
happy
it.
Happy blender. Happy blender. Happy blender to you. By all means, go grab a chair.
No, I understand. Besides, I might fall over.
You might, if you sit down, you might fall over.
Yes, I do. And then I'd have somebody crack my head off.
Probably me. There's. Anyway, there's a few things to talk about. Apparently, oh god, I've been linked for an image. Apparently, Ram's now goth. She's now goth and a drunkard. Not drunk, she's hungover.
Then again, Ram is a totally different character.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I know Ram is doing is I know Ram is very, very interested in the tracks that we had for the show notes. I best tell you what we actually had at the beginning there. We had Sonic 4 Episode 1, which is apparently this really, really small game that no one's taking any notice of. That was Casino Street Zone Act 1.
We reserve the right to not comment
on the game. Yeah. No, we can comment on the game.
We personally reserve the right not to comment on the game, did we?
Oh, in fact,
obsessive flogging we get
out. they don't like it. They don't like it, and I've not played enough of it.
Here's the naughty secret. I didn't like the retro games either. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I wasn't really a big fan of them. I like them.
Joyce says, I looked at the credits closely. You're right, there is no AUK there.
Heck no.
No, heck no.
What, isn't it?
Why would I be anything to do with Sonic?
Yeah. Or Sega, really, to be honest.
17 goddamn games. And counting. Joyce's Omar Martin, he's awesome. Yes, he's also not been with the company for about 6 months. And he's never had anything to do with a Sonic game.
It's totally makes fun. Sense.
If they're not in colours, there's going to be like, just, I'm just going to go, fuck a lot of you, because, you know, it's a bit much.
It's a bit
How silly. Many games do you have to do? Joyce says, I don't care, he's awesome.
Let me put it this way, that's some hell of a seniority if you leave the company and get put in a game.
God, yeah.
To which point you never even touch the game and you're totally in the credits for it. It's like, dude, what?
This is the weight of the whole game's cut to include me in the credits. Yeah. Nice. But his name is Martin, for God's sake, that's why he's so awesome. Everybody called Martin is awesome. About, you know, Martin Sheen,
Martin Sixsmith, Steve Martin. Marty McFly. Just short for Martin after all, isn't it? Makes sense to me. They're not gonna patch. They're not gonna patch it for.
Just for you.
Yeah, can you patch Sonic Falls? Put a UK in the credits.
The thing
that annoys me is that the Partnernet version didn't really have Sonic, say Europe in there, so it was like, oh, we'll put it back in. So they fixed it. They updated the credits.
Yeah.
And still. Absolutely epic there. Anyway, Martin Lawrence, Martin Prince as Leonardo, which then ruins everything. Well done. Stop talking about branding kittens.
We needed a kitten
last night.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We had more news.
Yeah, we had. You know how. Well, we've been talking about, oh yeah, we've had a fox, and we need to have another fox. Yeah. We had another creature last night that was furry. And it was very.
Friendly, I'd say.
I think that says it's not a matter of how many games you help make, it's a matter of ass kissing you do.
It's not even
that probably what explains I mean so little credit, actually.
You don't ask as well.
Well, there was a furry creature. There was a small creature that leapt onto Jay's bed last night. Now, first of all, we thought it was Ram, but but it turned out that she's not that small and certainly not that hairy. And you know, while she has a tail, it's not quite that long. So what we actually found out was what Jay found out was
much to his surprise
it was like,
at about 2 in
what's
the morning
this? Yeah, 2 in the morning this is.
He's half asleep, yeah. And he hears something scurrying, and sure enough he feels something hop onto the bed. Where was it exactly?
Right across my face, actually.
Right across your face. I would have thought maybe your chest.
I'm here.
So basically on your pillow.
No, not on my pillow.
But on the duvet.
Somewhere on the duvet.
Next to him.
To which point.
Right near his face. And yes, it was a mouse.
We had a bit of a mouse.
We had a mouse. It was an ickle mouse. It's an ickle mouse. What was that? What, say, what, 3.5 inches maybe?
It was a decent sized little mouse, but it was a cute little mouse.
It was a cute little mouse up until the point where it leapt on near Jay's face, resulting
somehow
in screamage.
Let me put it this way. Somehow it found a way to actually physically crap on the walls as well, because it climbed up between where his bed and the wall were, and somehow that cemented slightly on the wall. Luckily I've cleaned all this up, but at the same time I'm sitting there going, what? But anyway.
Ram says that she summoned it. If you can summon a mouse from there, why don't you summon yourself?
Or a cat, preferably, rather than a mouse. Yeah. Although we do have kind of this cat that's following us, but it hasn't, like, come
to visit. You probably knew
there's
a mouse in the house.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's
this big, fluffy cat that's around.
You're
actually conspirators.
I like how Joyce says AUK couldn't catch a mouse. This is why Martin's better. He can catch a mouse.
Actually, I caught the mouse.
Echo caught
the mouse. Shut your mouth.
This was at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, I was all geeky about it because I love catching mice. I'm sure that sounds weird.
This explains the mice in the stomach story.
Shut up. I have no idea where that came from. I couldn't make it up if I wanted to.
If you missed this story, Echo actually woke up. Well, she didn't wake up at all one night when we were asleep. She suddenly sat up in bed. This is what as she was asleep, she was still asleep, woke me by the shoulder.
Shaking pretty damn hard.
To tell me that her stomach was full of mice and was scratching around. And a couple other things as well. And then proceeds to sort of go back down to sleep again.
I told you my stomach hurt because I had so many mice in my stomach.
Yeah.
And then I meowed at you.
Yeah, then you meowed at me, and then you went back to sleep, just leaving me. You went boom, and then turned back to sleep, leaving me awake wondering what the hell was going on. Now,
No recollection of this.
Were you sleeping with your mouth open?
I don't know. I must.
I think one might have escaped.
Oh, stop.
It's just, yeah.
So my subconscious thinks I'm a cat now. I'm good at it. That's the difference. Although that was an easy catch because I was the smart one with the bag, and then I just scared into the bag and caught the bag. It's not that hard.
You caught the bag.
Well,
it had someone's boxes.
Well, you were trying to do the box, but I saw the box not working because I could see.
Well, no, at that point, when it was there, it made sense to block off that exit.
Yeah, and that
more seriousness. Anyway, so the mouse has departed the house.
Well, we don't know where it is now.
Yes, we do.
We sort of do, but it could have.
No, it has.
it's going to be chill in there for a bit until it figures something out.
It's residing in a semi-detached bag, or in a semi-detached box, in a semi-detached bin.
Which just means it's got a shitload to chew through. Probably.
I'll be happy.
But yeah, we couldn't put it out of its misery. It's still alive, probably, to be honest. We're not that evil. We did not kill the mouse. We just kind of left it outside to its eventual doom.
It will be doomed eventually.
Echo, I didn't see you in the credits. Of course I'm not in the credits. Do I look like I work at Sega? Maybe for one day of the year, but that's about it.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're celebrating anniversary days. Woo! Anniversary! 1 year.
Yeah.
Since we just went, you know, screw this for a lot.
I believe it was the government who went, get on with it, please.
Get on with it.
Whatever. We were going to eventually. We just did it a little quicker.
Get on with it.
Get on with it.
Yeah, loads of fun.
Well, you seemed happy.
Yeah. Again, with the intimating you weren't happy.
Oh, I was fine. I was great for it. Although I did keep my mouth in smile mode all day, just to make sure that anybody with their stupid little candid pictures wasn't going to catch me off guard.
You are happy, aren't you?
Yes, definitely.
Sure?
Yes, I'm pretty sure we got a couple more years to go before I, you know, do something crazy.
well, thanks for putting a date on it.
Yeah,
I can look forward to
it.
Best before.
Best before.
Martin, stop saying Martin works like he doesn't anymore.
He left, man. He took his hat off and said adieu. Adieu. Or something. You should probably text Joe.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to call her, just let her know. I mean, if it's just one, I'm not gonna think we had a big deal. We had one. And I mean, he was probably only there for a few hours tops because of just the lack of damage, but I mean, he was a nice mouse. He was
the
bad mouse.
Yeah. Going back to say David Corliss in credits, I'll be reminded of Total Wipeout, says Retrix. Yes, yes, so you should be, because he was on Total Wipeout.
Yes, he was.
But I worked with him well enough, and. Well, if Trippy gets in a set of Sonic credits and not Kev, then there is some serious hell to pay, right, Kev? Well, Trippy's not in the credits. Trippy's not technically worked on the game yet, so...
Yeah, that would make sense.
That would make no sense whatsoever.
But still.
The best one was... Black Knight, was it, with the fan art? When you've got... T... everyone else in there, and then I'm not in the credits. I don't think I'm in Chronicles either. And there's like, I set up the, a Race to Name competition. So Sega Nerds got me in the credits. And I think they took me out. That was my reward for setting up that competition. They took me out so they could put someone else in. Fun times. Anyway.
It's just acknowledge. Music is going on right
actually,
now.
Actually, it is. But yeah, it's just acknowledgement that you know you did stuff. You You worked your ass off.
I know. But you know you did it, even if your name is not immortalized in the back of Sonic's head. Okay.
Yeah, Joystick Dave, yep. He was indeed.
He did well.
Don't see any other people on there from the industry, do you? So yeah, feel free to get your questions in now for Q&A UK, okay? It can be absolutely anything, as long as it's not where is Martin? As everyone seems to be obsessed with Martin.
He's probably at home.
He's got a new job actually. He's doing.
Then he's probably at home. It's a Sunday, doing
nothing. Oh, something or the other. So he's got a
Leave
new job now,
alone,
which I'm very pleased by.
There you go.
But yeah, please feel free to PM me your questions for myself, for Mrs. AUK, and our adopted son Neville here.
Or Mr. Echo.
What?
Is that
me or
him?
No.
It's, you know.
Schma!
Yes, but, you can, so, yeah, Mr. Ram the Dragon here, he can. That serves you right for laughing, doesn't it? Mr. Blake Draco, Echo Hawk, and myself. Feel free to PM me your questions and we'll, you know, answer them later in the show. For now, though, Ram Drink says, I'm a man now. No, we're intimating that he's your hubby.
Puts on a mustache.
She puts on a mustache. The fact that she, Blake, the fact that she had one very close to hand, I would worry about.
He's just burying his head in my shoulder with laughter. He can't.
Aww.
There's just nothing left now.
Aww, they love each other. Anyway.
What? He keeps playing with my hair. It's very much a very bizarre little habit he's gotten into. So, Ram, just keep it in a ponytail and he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. It's a cat thing. Yeah, he plays with it. If you have a ball of string, trust me, you're set, dude. Mm. Completely set. We had to hide that from him.
Ram says you're screwed. Sorry, Blakey.
What? What, the mustache thing?
You fall in love with the bearded lady. I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah.
Just a shave every month, and she'll be alright. But yes, I'm interested. Okay.
Interested.
I'm guessing the majority of you have played Sonic 4 in some sense.
Way or another. Maybe saw somebody play it.
I guarantee most of you have probably played a lot more than me. So.
Yeah.
So, I'm interested, okay? And this is God's honest.
Continue.
What is it?
I'm just rubbing them.
That's kind of you. Anyway, Lena says, have you guys been to Sega World in London? It's not Sega World anymore.
We have been there.
Many times, actually.
And you were.
Probably. But, so for those of you who have, okay, I would like a quick straw poll as to whether or not you. It's a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
You
so, what I will do. What?
Put a poll on.
I should do many things with Sonic Rex, I'd imagine. It would just be nice to have the time to do them. We'll have. So, right. So, I don't want to do. All I want is to see go sort of yay or nay. Literally. Go yay or nay. So, Sonic 4, Episode 1. Is it yay or is it nay? Just don't mind anything else, just yay or nay. In the meantime, I will tell you what those tracks were. So we had Casino Street Zone Act 1 from Sonic 4 Episode 1. Then we had House the Great, Walk on Water, which from the Project Chaos album. And then from Sonic Underground, we had We're All in This Together. You can be absolutely honest, don't worry if people say nay, that's no reason to turn on them for some reason. Got a sea of yay at the moment.
Well, of course.
A couple of nays.
Very few. It's going to be majority of yay, obviously. Of course, yay. But you never know. Should we have a music break then all day? Thank you.
couple of nays, but mostly yays. So it's by majority rule of thumbs up. What are you two? Oh, for God's sake! What are you two doing?
I'm just looking through
here. Why? Did you leave a snack in there?
No, because we had to go through our
knits
and
shit. Oh, goody! Right. Okay. We're gonna have a break now. Ugh. I think the guy says, did you know, guys know that Blake also goes by the name of Kendrick, and the answer is yes. Alright, we've got some music coming up. Whatever it is that Auto DJ says, we'll be back later on. See you in a bit. Thank you.
few things there. We had level 99 with Winter Nights, Hey Dreamer. Then we had Magnify with All Hell Shadow. And currently in the background there is Quatix 4x100m Freestyle from Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, etc. So, welcome back. Thanks to all of you for the vast array of questions that you've sent in. Like normal, yeah. Wonder why we bother. So you might as well go on to other stuff. I don't know. What? Your list? Halloween is coming up. We do have a Halloween show. Allegedly. Indeed. Take note, it's a Halloween show on Halloween. Oh, yeah. I'm wondering when this next Project 24 is supposed to happen. Because I'm interested in that's going to happen. When we're allegedly going to be on a different hour. I'm sure that's entirely going to work. Maybe the fact that we're on Sega Sonic Radio as well as Radio Sega. So, keep in mind Radio Sega is always. And even that is the end of the question. According to Spin, it's good the Halloween show will be show 31. Yeah, that's pretty good timing. Spooky. Foxboy Mix says, I'm eating Subway. Well, we're munching underground. Oh, wait. Yeah, we're sucking down a tube of Smarties. So, yeah, we got that. Now the week after the show will be interesting because it all depends. As the show is beginning, I will be probably coming through the door from Japan, so that'll be interesting.
Will you be alive then?
Will I be alive then? Probably not. But those shows seem to work well. Do you guys want the Chinese? Considering it's their anniversary. Well, think about it anyway, if you would like some stuff for dinner, and I will order it, how about that? Joyce is Hong Kong Fooey. Yeah. Especially one that frankly is a number one super guy. Yeah. How are we catching him? He's quicker than the human eye. Terry's got a question. Here's a question. Is the reception for Sonic 4 Episode 1 is what you expected or different to that you expected? Is from a personal standpoint? Because if it's from a personal standpoint, then yeah, this is probably what I was gonna. This is what I personally thought was gonna be the general reaction. And then mostly yay, or sort of yes with a conditional. That's from a personal point of view. There we go. Earthbot says big up. Bring up dreams and nightmares. You stop since there are no more angel spirits. It's not my job to. It's not really my job to pick up Emerald Coast. But by all means, go to emeraldcoast.co.uk.
That doesn't mean we just cut off, you know.
Honestly.
They
we want independence despite the fact we were never a part of you. Oh dear, there's people over there that look a bit mean. Quick, come back, help us.
Aww.
However, there is a difference between dreams and nightmares, because the current one is actually drawn by the wonderful Earthart, who is listening in. I think he's on the other end of Vija's computer, apparently. But Joe Fox 04 says, anniversary Chinese haromantic, is Vija still here? What? Yeah, we're going to eat Vija the Fox. Earthart says, hence why there is a huge drop in art quality. Yes, but there's still lots of funnies. And you get the main sucking on, or sucking slash munching on Earthart's face,
really,
or Arkman's face.
I
don't know. It could be.
I
think it's more like the way, you know how lions and cheetahs and things, like they put their mouth over the you know, the nose and mouth to suffocate them. It's trying to suffocate. There's lots of boobs as well. As in BEWBS. Yeah. Joyce, is there tongue? It's more nomming.
You have to
see it to believe it. So why not see it? Go to emeraldcoast.co.uk and find out. There we go. Somebody says, just call it a glomp. I don't call it a face glomp.
Yeah. I don't do that.
It's a face glomp. Yeah, I know you don't do it. Well aware of that one. Yeah, Ram got ninja to face glomp by Shadow Fox 04. This is a nice seed, yeah, thank you. Yes, so we have that. I mean, what else have we been talking about this week? More Joker stuff, I think. Joker gets
everywhere.
Inappropriate games for the Joker was one of them. I can't remember it. FIFA commentators. FIFA 09, I'm sorry, between FIFA 08 and FIFA 09, yes, it's got a lot, it's got really nice, but part of the controls have been broken and now it doesn't make sense anymore. How can you make the game of football or soccer, if you're listening in the States, how can you suddenly make that make no sense whatsoever? Crazy. Spin says Jet for FIFA announcer.
I had a quick look at the linesman. His flag was definitely up. What a fantastic goal.
Makes sense to me. That's what he does, actually. He's like, he's
that's what he moonlights as.
He moonlights as. He moonlights for EA.
EA Sports is in the game!
But no, yeah, the Joker was that. What was it? What else was it? There was a couple of ones, I think. Was he in Left 4 Dead as well?
Yeah.
As Bill.
Zoe.
I go to Jet. Jet the Joker.
Let me tell you about my father. His name was Bill. Zoe, lock the door. Bill was here.
No, that was last week, wasn't it? It turned to Batman, and there is things that Batman was the head of Sonic Team or something. It was
Oh, Tom over here.
Then, what else was there in terms of crazy games? Dead Rising. Yeah. No, I'm at a loss now. What other games we played? Batman, Joker in Sonic 4, Episode 1. Cesar Romero is the best Joker ever, says Foxboy Mick. Quite possibly. Cesar Romero deserves more props as the Joker. Big Crow says Sonic Colors would probably be the better product. What's Mike says he was the first to portray the Joker. He wasn't, I think. Was it like a Batman movie in the 50s or like 50s or something?
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna have to check this out. Batman says. Yes. Was that from the other time? Oh, I don't know. I give up. It's a Joker. Media. I swear it was played elsewhere. But yes. Actually, if we look at all three of the Jokers together, they are very different.
Yeah.
Evolution. Okay. Anyway, let's go on to answer some questions because otherwise we have to find the screen. Like, how many hawks does it take to screw a light bulb? By an accident.
That's
how. Actually, sure you're. It's actually 111. It was actually just one, but because it's an echo, it's like one. One. Echo. I need to know. So, if you want to come over this, because otherwise they're not going to hear you.
She's working.
If I was a rich and cruel eagle, what would you do to help me? What would you do to get me to pay for Ram's trip to see her Kendrick? Ask nicely. Who are you and what have you done with my wife? I'm sorry, you're making them for yourself. Okay, wouldn't you be on there like it's Sega to pull something about Free Riders shortly after the race if it got a bad review from one critic and it didn't sell very well? No, that'd just be stupid from the person asking that kind of question. It's not the way it's gonna go down. Shadow Fox 04 says, what happens if you take the red pill and the blue pill together?
Purple pill.
You end up in a purple patch.
Oh,
Hog Farms has... Hog Father says Barry's only sidekick is Ben. Now, surely Barry's sidekick is Paul, his brother, the Chuckle Brothers. Joker and Chuckle Vision. Oh, good God. Or Joker and Let's Tap.
Let's tap, let's tap. Future tapping day. Let's tap, let's tap. Let me tell you about my father. Let's play a picture. Let's play charades. It's a gun. Not really, it's a gun.
I don't know. But yes. This bit is jet for FIFA announcer. Yeah. Jet should be in everything. Jet in Left 4 Dead. It's terrible.
Weapons here!
Friendly fire every 5 seconds because of jet. Big Bro says, I have a lamp on. Good view. Jet the Hawk 4 episode 1. Where we had 3? Jet the Hawks.
The pills here!
It's gonna be one of those. You know, it's like one of those shows where there's not really much going on. There won't be any questions. I kind of agree. I'll do a short show today. Of course, Mick sends a link to the Sega Promise Internet phone for supporting Sonic 4. Yeah, that's not what you're doing, me. I hope you know enough to know that that wasn't my idea. Anyway, Ken below will say your name. Yes, but will he say it in the way? Cockle says, AUK, say my name. Well, if you were in the goddamn chat room when we went down the chat data room rundown, you would have had it. Bit late now, yeah. And I'm wearing my Grand Theft Hedgehog t-shirt especially. Other man says, do you know who's going to be the voice of Jet? Are you in the dark as concerning that? I don't know any of the other voice actors. At this time, it's been an absolute... It's been just a dead end of trying to get answers, and I don't have the time to keep going on about it. So we'll find out who the voice actors are when eventually. We know the 3 main ones, that's good enough for now. But yeah, I've no idea who the others are. Honest to goodness, no. We'll find it when Sonic 3 Rides comes out.
Pretty much.
And you look in the, you know, the credits. But yeah, I won't be in the credits for that either. I've got nothing for that. Shiny money. Spoilers, I'm the new voice actor for Jet, says Ram. My Jet is superior to yours, I'm sorry.
You're gonna finally be in the credits as a voice actor for Jet.
That's right!
Actually, I'm kind of interested in what Jet final voice sounds like, because the few I heard weren't particularly like his original voice. sound like it's not a vampire.
A vampire on Helium.
So I don't know who's voicing Jet, but I think if there's any character that's likely to have a slightly different voice, it's going to probably be Jet.
Well, I think
to
say it, but he's got a lot of
deviation
you can go with. So.
But like, I don't know that. We'll have to wait and find out. I don't. It's like if you're going to ask me what the story is, I don't know what the story is. It's again, I've actually asked. I've asked that, but it's going to be like, no. Okay. But his annoying voice is so iconic. I know. Well, we considered adding two extra tails to tails, so it was actually a proper helicopter. So it was a four blades on. But no, I'm not voicing Jet.
Or Espio.
Or any of the others. Unfortunately. So I can go to Colton's and, you know. Ramses for now. For now and forever. Not interested in me. Not interested in me and the stuff I'm doing. Anyway. Who knows, maybe that'll change. No. I don't do anything like that. Remotely. No experience. Speaking of that, actually, that does lead me on to something rather nicely. If you go to summerofsonic.com, you can now put in suggestions for SOS 11. The suggestion box is now open. Please, you know, keep it in the realms of sanity and, you know, reality. Yeah? The first condition is, like, do not mention aircon. Yeah. We'll see. Jeff also says anyone heading to London MCM on think if good reason to go. Remembering to spoilers, Sophia for SOS 11. A booth for Cyber Razor Cuts. Yeah, you know how I said about the website for the suggestion box? That's kind of the suggestion. You go to the website as opposed to just going raw. Thinking about this artwork for Ram's FA account will accidentally be appearing in Sonic Free Rides. Yeah, no. But yeah. Anyway. So please do that. We're just drowned.
We're drowning
in questions. Absolute loads of them. Yeah, we need a boat for all the questions you're not sending us. Go to SonicRex.com if you want the latest Sonic Colors wallpaper. It's really cool. It is exclusive, you're right. But for now, we're going to ride off into the sunsets with the rock and beat mix of the Electro Express mix of Sonic Speedriders. That's what we're going to have as our sort of farewell song. Although Shadow Fox 04 has got a damn question now. What is it? Look, she said we're going. Yeah, that's about right. Anyway, what's this question then? Quick smart. You're forced to play TF2 as one class for the rest of time. What class is it? Medic, apparently.
Why do you have to choose? We ain't doing it now.
Do you know who's going to... I've had that already. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all of them. Right. Okay, so... So on that basis, we're going to head off. We'll talk about Rex Factor next week, probably.
I'm
not busy playing New Vegas. So we might be here next week, might not be.
Basically.
I'm wet. Anyway, so until that time when we meet again, or not as the case may be. Tra-la-la-la. I've been out to NGK.
I'm
going to go
I'll see you next week. I'm not hung myself. Bye.